I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Trump promised to build that wall. He even reaffirmed his commitment to a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico at the G20 meeting today. That's what he's saying, anyway. The U.S. government was supposed to start building prototypes for a border wall in San Diego in June. Well, that deadline has come and gone, and now the government says construction will begin in September. Philip Molnar has been covering the story for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Philip, bring us up to date with this border wall project. I remember the Trump administration had some type of design competition back in April.
Yeah, that's right. So they solicited requests from basically all over. It actually went all over the world, but mostly in the United States, like hundreds of bidders to build these prototypes. And the construction was supposed to start in probably about mid-June was the original date. I think it was June 22nd. And nothing happened.
So if I understand this correctly, the Trump administration put it out there for companies to come up with a design. And so people came up with designs and then some were chosen to be built as prototypes?
Yeah, that's right. So basically, as far as I can count, there was around 460 companies that had offered up designs. Now, they narrowed that down to 20, or the federal government did, down to 20 different companies that they would select. And from them, they would choose 4 to 8 prototypes.
So the Trump administration, did they actually choose the designs that were going to be built into prototypes?
Not as far as I know. They said last week at a press conference they were still going through all the designs.
Do we know why they haven't been selected?
No. I've asked Customs and Border Protection directly why and have not received a clear answer. And then also some of my colleagues in Washington, D.C. during the press conference last week asked what was causing the delay. And they just basically didn't answer the question.
What has President Trump himself said recently about the wall?
Well, as recently as this morning, he still said at the G20 summit that, you know, he still wants Mexico to pay for the wall. And I know the president of Mexico has said that he would not be doing that. So we'll be seeing there.
But in general, is President Trump talking about the wall less now than he has in the past?
Well, I'm not following him around every day, but it definitely seems like he's speaking less and less. I mean, most people would agree that the border wall was like the keystone of his presidential campaign. And I don't know what that means, if he's sort of stepping back, maybe thinking this isn't going to happen, or maybe he just is busy with lots of other stuff. I can't say for sure.
The wall is a signature campaign promise of Donald Trump. If it doesn't happen, do you think it will cost him politically among Trump supporters?
What I will say is, when I wrote my first story about the border wall being delayed, it got picked up by the Drudge Report, which is a really right-leaning site. And from there, it went around to a lot of conservative media. And there seemed to be, which I was really surprised by, was like a lot of conservative commentators and websites really trying to hold the president's feet to the fire on this border wall, fearing that he might be stepping back from it just because he hasn't been talking about it a lot. And they were using my article as kind of fuel for that. So I can already tell that there's some groundswell out there about if he doesn't follow through with this border wall. But then again, the November election this year was such a surprise for everyone that I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Philip Molnar has been covering the border wall story for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Thanks, Philip.
Thanks so much for having me.